What's up, everybody? Welcome back into Letterman Row, and welcome to another edition of the Off-Season Report with the 40-year vet Tim May on the other side of your screen, Andy Backstrom, and myself. Of course, this is presented by Byers Auto. Fellas, big day for Ohio State on Tuesday. Big week for Ohio State, really. The Buckeyes officially 3-for-3, batting 1,000, as Tywan Malone would say, in a past life. From that impressive recruiting visit weekend from the transfer portal. Already landed Lorenzo Styles Jr. right after the transfer portal visit. Already landed Josh Simmons shortly after that visit. 10 days later, Tywan Malone now in the class. You hosted three, you rounded up three. The Buckeyes have an impressive haul here in the transfer portal. We broke down what we thought might be the end of the transfer portal cycle last week, but now we're back because former Ole Miss defensive tackle, as I said, Tywan Malone, 6'4", 305 pounds, a run stuffer in the middle, potential pass rush extraordinaire as well, joins the Buckeyes, has 2 years of eligibility to play. It is a huge pickup for Ohio State. We're here to talk about it. Tim, what are your first impressions on what this means for the Buckeyes' defensive line and just the roster in general?
Going, it's gone. That's my first impression of Tywan Malone. I mean, that guy ought to be playing baseball, man. I mean, it's crazy. Watching some of his video just as a baseball player and the confidence he displays with a bat in his hand. But then number two, when you watch him like hit a home run, the way he runs the bases, I mean, this is no big fat slob coming in here to get into the mix with the hog mollies. This guy's a true athlete with the way you watch him move. And then on top of that, he seems to have a really good personality. But, you know, who cares about all that stuff, right? Can he slip gaps? Can he two-gap, which, you know, in high school he did a great job of two-gapping. In college, you know, it's a little bit of a different game. But I'm quite impressed with this pickup. Whether he's elite or not, we're going to find out. But it sure seems like the path from New Jersey to Ohio State's defense appears to go through Ole Miss recently with the pickup of Davison Igbinosin and now Tywan Malone. I mean, he's quite the impressive character.
Andy?
Yeah, we've seen a clear shift in transfer portal strategy, and we talked about that a little bit earlier this offseason. But again, another play here for maybe the long term. We talked about that with Lorenzo Styles Jr. Someone you can plan for the future of maybe not an immediate fix or an immediate impact at the position, but more of a long-term view as, hey, they could come in here and provide depth for this season. If need be, they can come in a rotational capacity. But next season, when there could be some departures, and you look at that defensive line, you got Mike Hall there, who's already a projected first-round pick. You got Tyleek Williams, who knows if he would go to the draft as well. And then you got Ty Hamilton as well. So that top three is pretty much set. I don't really think Tywan Malone is necessarily going to challenge there. Maybe he will. But if those guys leave, if any of them leave, then you have insurance and a backup to come in for next season after that and actually have experience within the program to step in. So I think with the 9 scholarship transfers they've added in the spring and in the winter, you're seeing this. It's not just a plug-in like there was in the past for Ohio State, the transfer portal, 1 or 2 guys, maybe 3 guys that would be starters immediately. They're actually planning for the future as well with the portal.
Well, I think that both things can be true and 2 things can be true at the same time. When Tywan Malone, I'm not going to discount that he can't come in and compete for a starting spot. I don't think he will start on this defensive line. I think Mike Hall, Tyleek Williams, Ty Hamilton, like you said, just too good to move aside for a guy to come in who's only got 13 career tackles along an Ole Miss defensive line that wasn't overly dominant in the SEC. But I will say that the way Larry Johnson, and I keep saying this, I'm going to keep beating this drum, the way Larry Johnson rotates his defensive linemen, he was rotating defensive linemen last year that a lot of people that I've talked, or a lot of media, just that we were sitting in the press box, not just at Letterman Row, but around the beat, were like, hey, what are they doing right now? And so you know, if Larry Johnson's willing to rotate some of those guys he was rotating in last year, I have to think that a guy like Tywan Malone, who's that athletic, is going to come in and immediately be at least a part of the rotation, especially with the way Larry Johnson likes to deploy those 2 and 3 units on the interior to keep guys fresh, to keep guys ready for December and January, you know, there in September and October. So I do think that, no, will you see him out there on the first snap of the game? No. But will you see him on the third drive of the first quarter on a third down? Who's to say? I think probably the answer is yes, because of the rotation that Larry Johnson likes to deploy. Tim, I think that this is a really good piece for the Buckeyes to pick up for that very reason. You looked at this defensive line. You've got those top three, maybe Hero Canoe, maybe Jaden McKenzie, and then maybe a guy like Caden McDonald, who's showing up here the next couple weeks here at Ohio State. But there's a lot of maybes in there after those top three. Now you don't really have a maybe. You have Tywan Malone will be a part of that rotation.
Yeah, he'll be a part of it. I mean, you know, he wasn't what I'd call, super imposing. You know, obviously last year for Ole Miss, I think he played in all 13 games. I think he only had one tackle for loss, if I remember the stats I looked at. And the thing about him is, his energy is obvious to anybody. If you watch him, just watch him on video. And he's like I said, he's one of those guys, he's pretty good at stalemating at the line of scrimmage. And like I said, playing that two gap situation where he can go either way, which frees up maybe another guy, you know, on the interior when he's playing there. And he looks like he could play, you know, at the nose in the middle. He's a big guy. He's 315, 320 pounds. He looks like he could play inside, or he could play that three technique, which is what they, you know, like you just pointed out, the depth maybe they need there from a proven player standpoint. He is a proven player, but, he's not, you know, Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson walking in, for example, you know, one of the, I'm digressing deep into my knowledge of Ohio State football and defensive tackles in that regard, and guys who were just outstanding from the get-go. But you're right. I mean, he will definitely augment the rotation there. I don't think there's any doubt about that, you know, barring injury.
Yeah, it looks like he can go speed to power. You know, he's pretty good at pushing blockers back, especially at the high school level. It's obviously different at the Division I level. Plays a pretty good pad level, has strong hands. But again, the pass rushing area is probably where he needs the most work, just adding some more moves to his repertoire. But the potential is there, 6'4", over 300 pounds. Definitely a great frame, can even pursue the backside pretty well with that speed and quick reaction time. So I think he'll come in handy with the rotation, just like Spencer said, definitely room for growth. Another thing to note, though, is this recruiting just continues even on after guys commit to other schools. I mean, Ohio State was high on Tywan coming out of high school at Bergen Catholic in New Jersey.
Right.
He chooses Ole Miss. But then here you go. Again, the recruiting continues when he gets into the portal and you go back and you renew that contact. And, you know, we saw it with Lorenzo Styles Jr. as well. Another player that they were recruiting in high school ends up going to Notre Dame, and now he's on the Ohio State roster as well. So in this day of college football, the recruiting never stops with your own players, and it never stops really with players that you once recruited, and then they get to the portal and you're talking to them again.
Absolutely. And I also think that it's worth noting that Tywan Malone ended up at Ole Miss. Who is the defensive line coach at Ole Miss? Well, it's former Ohio State GA who worked under Larry Johnson for 2 years, Randall Joyner, who worked for Larry Johnson in 2016 and 2017. Like, Ohio State may not have been as willing to take Tywan Malone had he not learned from somebody who teaches the way Larry teaches. And now you bring him actually into Larry's room, and he gets to learn not just from a guy who was a GA under Larry Johnson, is really well-respected still in the Ohio State building. Now he comes back to Ohio State and gets to work with Larry Johnson, who really recruited him hard out of high school. I remember talking to Berm about this 2 or 3 years ago, and it was, hey, you know, this is a guy who Ohio State really likes. The problem is he wants to play baseball. Not really a problem for Tywan Malone. He found a place to play baseball, and Andy, you pointed out before we started recording, he won a national championship as a baseball player at Ole Miss. I can't.
He'll be the only guy on that defensive line room with a national championship. I'm sorry, but that is cool.
Yeah, you know, you never. I pity the guys who were in that dog pile. They're in Omaha who he jumped on because he's a big guy. But anyway, I digress, Tim. I just think that, you know, that connection to keep it with Larry Johnson for, you know, a couple years there and to renew that, rekindle that. 2 years later and to come to Ohio State, to have the Randall Joyner and Larry Johnson connection, to also be from New Jersey, which Ohio State is obviously targeting, you know, a lot right now. You look at, they just brought in Jaden Bonsu, the safety from over in New Jersey as part of the 2023 class. You've got, they went and got Ronnie Hickman and Cody Simon, from New Jersey. Then you look at Davis and Igbinosin, who's from New Jersey, and the Buckeyes are really starting to capitalize on some pushes to get back into the Garden State a little bit. So, you know, that's probably a topic for Matt and I to discuss on a recruiting show, but all of those factors made it almost a no-brainer when Tywan Malone went into the transfer portal. Hey, you know, they're going to go after this guy.
Yeah, and expanding that a little bit, I mean, just on those two guys, Davis and Igbinosin and Tywan Malone, is you're getting these guys after they sort of paid their dues, you know? I mean, they've learned on the fly, so to speak. I mean, Davis and Igbinosin started, what, how many games last year for Ole Miss as a cornerback? I think it was 11, something of that number. I'm just escaping me right now. But the bottom line is, they learned the good and the bad and the ugly of playing their positions at a high level in a high level conference. And Ohio State could be reaping the benefit of that. We saw how Davis and Igbinosin fit into the scheme and the depth chart there quickly. And he did it as much with his approach from a personality standpoint and a I'll show you standpoint as he did, you know, just from expectations. I mean, he came in with no expectations. He just wanted to prove himself at what he calls the highest level, and he's getting that chance. And then number two, both of them are moving back to the north where it's a lot cooler, a lot quicker, like they're used to in New Jersey, than it was in Ole Miss. But that's another story for another day, I'm sure.
Andy?
I was looking at his baseball stats. You know, he was an off-the-bench contributor last year for that College World Series team. But still, if you're looking for a guy you're bringing in as a rotational capacity, I don't care which sport it is, really, 9 at-bats, 2 home runs, 4 RBIs. I mean, that's pretty good production in 9 at-bats. And then also on the football field, too, 106 snaps over 2 years, but 13 tackles, 2 sacks, 2 passes defended. If you're bringing in someone who's going to help in that rotation right away, you'd hope that they'd be able to make the most of the limited opportunities they have. And he's already done that in both sports that he's played at Ole Miss. So obviously there's room for improvement there, but encouraging sign if you're Ohio State, saying how here's a guy who makes the most of the chances that he gets on the field with the diamond.
Let's also not forget here just a little, of course, everything comes back to the rivalry, fellas. I can't help but bring it back to the rivalry a little bit. Michigan goes out this offseason, hires Chris Partridge, who's a really good recruiter. Took the Wolverines into New Jersey and got them some really good players, including Rashawn Gary, the number one player in his class, years back. He was at Ole Miss. And when these defensive guys go in the transfer portal from Ole Miss, you think, hey, maybe they're following Partridge to Michigan, and Michigan's just going to keep stockpiling weapons. Iowa State goes down to Ole Miss and gets both Davis and Igbinosin, who liked Michigan. I can't remember if he visited Michigan or if the visit was canceled, and Tywan Malone, who at the very beginning when he went into the transfer portal said, hey, maybe he's going to join Partridge up at Michigan. Don't lose that. Don't lose sight of that. Ohio State, landing a couple of guys from there, while their old coach goes up to Michigan. So I just think that everything, of course, in this weird, twisted world goes back to November 25th. And it always seems to do that, Tim. Finds its way back into this rivalry. But just a little tidbit to keep in mind as we go over this huge news that Ohio State has added Tywan Malone.
Yeah, and the point is, what you're making is a small world. And the small world, you take different paths. And the thing about both of these guys, which is telling, is they were both highly sought on the on their re-recruiting trail. I mean, you know, I think Miami thought they had Tywan Malone at one point, and other teams that were after him felt really good about him. But I can see that because he's got a pretty good personality, which is what I like. And he can make you – it looks like he's the kind of guy that can make whoever he's with feel pretty good about themselves, you know. But you know how that goes. But yeah, I mean, I think these are both wins, big-time wins. In the case of Igbinosin, I think Tywan Malone still has a few things to prove. It's not clear to me whether he's going to have a chance to play baseball at Ohio State. You may know that answer better than I do, but clearly he loves that game also. And we saw how long it took DeJuan Jones to kind of get basketball out of his system before he became a draft pick in the National Football League at right tackle or as a tackle. And I'm not saying that Tywan when he's playing, he doesn't give it 100%. But even he was talking. I saw an interview with him down at Ole Miss, and he was talking about shaking the rust off to play baseball a year ago, and then shaking the rust off of baseball to play football again, getting back into preseason camp and stuff. And you know, he played a lot of baseball in high school in that realm. So we'll see if he's dedicated more of his life to just playing football or not. Not that I'm advocating that he should. I think this guy, you know, has Bambino written all over him. I mean, he swings a bat like a toothpick. It's pretty crazy. But, you know, where he's going to probably make his big-time money is down the road is probably going to be as a football player.
That's what makes you wonder, Andy. Like, you know, he's focused on baseball. You know, New Jersey does a good job of developing talent at football as long as they do it year-round. He's played baseball his entire life. He played baseball at Ole Miss. He even missed a lot of spring practice, missed, you know, some practice time at Ole Miss because of baseball. When he locks in on football, you don't know what's going to happen. Larry Johnson always talks about the jump from year two to year three. Well, he missed the spring from year two to year three, but now he gets to, you know, lock in for a summer at Ohio State, lock in for a training camp, and just go into the fall not really thinking about the potential of playing baseball or getting to baseball practice or, you know, taking swings or getting in the cages. You know, I just think that that could do wonders for his football game, and you could see him really start to blossom as a player who probably doesn't have as many reps as he might need because of that baseball experience as well.
Yeah, there's pros and cons to dual sport athletes. I mean, on one hand, like you're saying, you're missing time if you're not participating in spring practice, you're on the baseball field. But on the other hand, there are some skills that transfer from sport to sport. DeJuan Jones talked about all the time with some of his quickness that he might not otherwise would have had if he hadn't played basketball as long as he did. You know, if you look at Tavon Malone, you're looking at that quick reaction time that comes with baseball. I think that helps him on the defensive line there. Just the athleticism pops out to me. If you look at his high school tape on Huddle, the first play is him lined up outside on offense, split out wide, basically as an extra tight end, and he's catching a pass downfield along the sideline in coverage. It's not like he's open. It's not some trick play, straight up wide receiver-like ability. And I'm not saying he's going to be doing that at Ohio State, but that just shows you the athleticism. They frequently lined him up at Bergen Catholic as an extra tight end, as a blocker, as a receiver. This guy's very athletic for 6'4", more than 300 pounds. I do think that some of that athleticism comes from baseball, where you can't be way too heavy. You still have to run the base paths. You still have to play in the field, most likely, unless you're a designated hitter. And so I think, you know, a lot of it is transferable, but I agree with you that now if he does just dial in on football, there'll be more potential to just maybe hone in on that craft.
Yeah, and I give the Bergen Catholic coach credit because he used to not just the best player he had on the field, but the biggest player he had on the field in all kinds of ways. And, you know, obviously it won't be – well, who knows? I mean, like I've advocated a long time. I mean, if Ohio State's going to jump in the I formation, instead of putting a glorified tight end back there, put one of those offensive linemen, you know what I mean, or a defensive lineman back there and do something. I mean, this guy has that kind of versatility. He has, like Andy was talking about, he has really good feet when you watch him. He has explosiveness to him. I don't know. There are all kinds of ways you can go with a young man like this other than just, hey, get in there at three technique and hit somebody.
I would completely agree, and I think that Ohio State hit a home run with this because, you know, you've got a couple years now for Tavon Malone to prove himself in this defensive line room. You got a couple of defensive linemen who are probably going to be high draft picks at the end of this year. He could continue that lineage, I think, if he puts his mind to it for a couple years and just focuses on football like he's expected to do at Ohio State. I don't think that baseball will be part of his Ohio State experience. You never know, but I would expect him to be a full-time football player from here on out. Buckeyes got a good one. That's what I think the consensus is. We can all agree on that, and we'll just see where it goes from here. But I think at the worst case scenario is you found another rotational piece on a defensive tackle unit that desperately needed it. What full coverage of that at lettermanrow.com. We already have the breaking news story, the impact story. Now we've got the video here. Andy Backstrom covering it all for lettermanrow.com. Tim May has done it for 40 years, not at Letterman Row for the entire time, but for the last few. But, you know, 40-year vet, make sure you catch all of his coverage at lettermanrow.com. I am Spencer Holbrook. Please come subscribe. It'd be great to have you on the message board, the Letterman Lounge, reading all the stuff, the breakdowns, the scoops, the recruiting news from Matt Parker. We're there 365 days a year covering it for lettermanrow.com. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. And we will see you back for another offseason report soon.